Oder?
I'm from the global network of civil society organisations for disaster reduction, but I'm speaking on behalf of my other NGO colleagues here today. And our concern relates to the fact that some of the indicators under this target don't currently measure accurately the impact on people. And as a people-centred framework, we support El Salvador, Brazil, Morocco, EU, Sweden, Spain and Italy's previous suggestions to make indicator D5 as some function of people, such as the percentage of people who no longer have access to health or education services over a period of time. This would ensure that the data collected under this target is unique from the economic data collected under C. Further, we support the resilience thinking behind D6 to D9. We note that this target actually mentions resilience and that it must include forward-looking resilience targets, indicators, in order to be fit for purpose. We support, therefore, Brazil, Czech Republic's and Iran's suggestions for more forward-looking indicators, such as the percentage of people with access to safe schools, which was mentioned by Iran. This would not be additional data that would need to be collected, as these resilience-orientated indicators are currently being proposed under multiple targets of the SDGs by the expert group on SDGs and the Statistical Committee. These could simply be pulled from SDG goals such as Goal 4 on access to safe education, Goal 9 on resilient infrastructure, and Goal 7 on energy. And I think this is a real opportunity for this policy coherence that we keep talking on and on about to become a reality.